Today in the Drushot Aranim, we're beginning the fifth speech, Hadrush HaChamishi. And this speech is going to focus on prophecy and the attributes of the prophet. And it begins with a quote from the Talmud in Midorim. Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan tells us, En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashrei Shechinato, El Al Chacham Gibor Ve'Ashir Ve'Anav. God does not settle His presence on a person unless that person is wise, brave, wealthy and humble, v'kulam b'Moshe, and all of them can be seen in Moshe. Or other versions have it, kulam mi'Moshe, all of them can be derived from Moshe. So that's the quote, that's what the Talmud says in Nedarim. Min ha'yadua ke'achar sheratza Hashem itbarach livroz ha'olam lichvodo. It's known that being that Hashem wanted to create this world in His honor, or for His honor, and what we understand from our perspective, the essence of the world is that we serve Hashem. That's the answer to the question, why did God create the world? So, on one level, we don't know. But what's our perspective supposed to be? From our perspective, we are taught that it's so that we serve Hashem. That's from our perspective, that's the answer. So then, Chuyav sheimashech la'adam meito shefa, asher hu lemala min ha'sechel hanikra shefa nevu'i. So then, it serves to reason that there will be a connection, that Hashem will connect to humanity. If He wants us to serve Him, well then He has to tell us what He wants from us. So then there has to be some connection between us, what we call an abundance from above, what we call prophecy. Lashlim anefesh, and that prophecy allows us to fulfill our souls, to reach our potentials. Leman to'o be'o p'nei melechaim, so that the souls can ultimately reach the great light, the light that's in the presence of Hashem, the King of Life. So, again, what is he saying? He's saying, Hashem created the world for His honor. The essence of the world, from our perspective, is to serve Hashem. Well, in order to understand how we serve Hashem, there has to be a connection between Hashem and us. So there has to be a point of prophecy where Hashem elucidates what He wants from us. He lets us know, well, what is it that we're supposed to do in the service of Hashem? V'lo
ye...
Wait, he's going to expand.
Okay.
This is all introductory. He'll get back to that original quote. Meaning the focus is to understand that quote. What does it mean to be wealthy? What does it mean to be wise? What does it mean to be brave? And what does it mean to be humble? He will expand on each of those. But first he's introducing the concept of prophecy. Then he'll come back and expand on why and what each of these are. Why are they necessary and what are they? And we're going to have a very fundamental machloket between the Ran and the Rambam in explaining this quote, but that's all yet to come. Ve'lo yaspik leze shefa sichli levad. And a person cannot attain the understanding of God's desire, or the understanding of the balanced way of life, or the understanding of the way of life that is a way of life in the service of Hashem, if he works from his own mind alone. You can't get there just sitting and pondering and philosophizing. Ki hadavar asher yuskal atzmo v'amitato yefshar sheivadu advarim amoilim elav v'hamafsidim oto. Because things that are beyond our perception, things that their essence is beyond our perception, God is beyond our perception. His way of life is beyond our perception. So those are things that we can't figure out on our own. Kasher tomar al tzad ha-mashal. For example, he says, I'll explain the idea. He says, Asher im sakalnu mezeg ha-adam. If let's say we didn't know how the human body works. Im sakalnu. If we were foolish from understanding, sachal is a fool, Sakalnu means if we were foolish from understanding. Meaning, if for example, we didn't know the way a human being, the way his makeup was. If you don't understand the way the human body works, then you can't explain to him what lifestyle he should lead in order to remain healthy, or how to heal him if he is ill. So you first have to study anatomy, you first have to study the human body, you first have to understand the human being, and then you could start advising him how to lead a balanced life, how to cure himself if he's ill. And only after you've studied the human body do you know what's fit for the body and what hurts the body, what's harmful to the body. So then, using that train of thought, using that logic, so then, what about our soul? We know we have a soul, but do we really understand the essence of the soul? If we're going to talk about how to lead a life in which our soul is going to be healthy, just as we say, you want to have a healthy human being, well, you have to understand what a human being is. You want to have a healthy soul, you have to understand what a soul is. But we don't understand what the soul is. We know it's that battery, it's life within us. But we don't know more than that. So now you'll ask a person, how do you lead a healthy life spiritually? What's called being a good person? What's healthy for your soul? We can't know it. And you could sit and ponder it all day long and philosophize, and you will not get the right answer. That's something that has to come from above, because that's what he was saying from the onset. You have to understand the subject matter in order to understand what's fit for it. And if you don't understand, like we don't understand the soul, then you can't figure out what's fit for the soul. And that's why we needed a Torah. That's why we needed a connection with Hashem. If we want the soul, if the essence of life on earth is that the soul grows in the service of Hashem, the soul acts positively, then there has to be prophecy in the world, because we can't figure it out on our own. ומתחייב אם כן בנפש אשר אפשר לנו מצד מחקרנו לעמוד על המיטתה ועוצמה, ועצמה. Then when it comes to the soul, all our research is not going to figure out how the soul works. People have been trying for a few millennium, ever since people started experimentation, they've been trying to figure out what is life and how do you hold on to life. And until today, we don't know. Doctors don't know what is that force that gets the heart to tick. We know from step 2 or 3 or 5 or 10. But step 1, what's called life, we don't know to quantify that. So then if we don't understand the soul, then we also don't understand what's good or bad for it. The only way we could get it is if we get it from above in the form of prophecy. That's how we could find out what things God likes, what things God approves of, what things affect the soul positively. So we know that, that's what we call the mitzvot, the commandments of the Torah, and the warnings of the Torah. And that's step one. We're about to discuss prophecy, so he's saying, why must there be prophecy? Because if the point of the world is to serve Hashem and to better our souls, then we have no way of attaining that goal without prophecy, without Hashem revealing to us how to do it. And we'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next week.